Finch.
Hey everybody, it's Dave Weiner here. I thought I would try to explain verbally what's going on there with that the cloud pipe thing and it's all the fat pings and stuff like that. So here's what's going on. I'm running an aggregator on my desktop behind a firewall, okay? And because I'm behind a firewall, I can't get the real-time updates from the sites that support RSS Cloud. For that matter, I couldn't get the updates from PubSub, Hubbub either, because they need to be able to call a server that's accessible over the Internet, and because I'm behind a firewall, my desktop machine is not accessible over the Internet. So how do you solve that problem? Well, everybody understands that studied this stuff understands you use a long polling technique to basically invert the to get a server running on the desktop to be callable over it. I just need to create a connection to something that acts more or less as a proxy for me on the Internet, and then basically when there's an update that comes in, he just pushes that back to me. I create a connection, wait for a response, then when an update comes, he responds and tells me what the update was, okay? So that way, that's how I get notified in real time that a change has taken place, okay? So what comes back to me could be as little as just the URL of the feed that changed, in which case what I would then do would be read the feed as I normally would and get the new content. And honestly, for most cases, from the client's point of view, that is the more rational way to go about it because there's less code to write and because you already have that stuff working, basically. However, when you look at it from the point of view of the owner of the server, it might be better if you didn't read the feed. If you got along with the notification, you actually got the data that was updated. And then that way there would be fewer reads of the feed because presumably sometime in the future, a lot of these people would be getting notification this way. So, and it turns out this is actually a problem for the people who run big sites that, you know, have lots of user-generated content. They are getting really heavily hit on the RSS feed. So what I did was I made a fat ping. And so along with the URL of the feed that updated, I also send you the content of the item that changed. Now, that I don't generate that content. That content came out of straight out of the feed. And all I do is I just take the XML elements, because it all was XML in the first place, right? I just take the XML elements that makes up the item, or in the case of Adam, I forget what they call it, but whatever it is. And I just throw that onto the ping. I don't even look at it. I don't care. I mean, elsewhere in my code on the server, I do care, because this is all hooked into my aggregator base. That's how anybody is going to implement this. If you've already got an aggregator, and it's already real-time aware, it's very easy then to create one of these pipe servers out of it. And that's exactly what I've done, and that's exactly probably what everybody's going to do here. So when I wrote my piece, I said, well, you know, I could normalize this. What that means, basically, is I'm normalizing it in my own database. Everybody has to do that. Because when I display my river of news, I eventually turn that into, like, you know, text that goes into HTML. So it gets normalized on its way out. However, I'm not doing that here, and I'm not doing it yet. I might do it later, but that I'm going to put up for comment because it might be a little bit politically sensitive. People might think, well, he's taking Adam feeds and he's turning them into RSS, right? Well, you know, who says he can do that, right? So I don't want to even go near that one now, so I'm just not dealing with it. I'm basically just throwing out to the people who are subscribed to the long poll, just giving them what I got. And so that's why there may be some confusion about this. But I haven't read any docs yet. Eventually this is all going to seem very normal. Right now, for a lot of people, I imagine that it's a pretty new idea. So, but there's nothing really inherently complicated about it. So, anyway, that's it. That's all I got to say today. Oops, hold on. Where's my phone? There we go. Okay, see you later.